Exceptional times got you overwhelmed in your business? If so, you are not alone and you are absolutely in the right place. Hi, I'm Carly Myers, your friendly stress management expert. And this month, we're focusing on how to thrive in business during these exceptional times. This is something that we absolutely need to have a conversation around. There's many, many stats that we've heard about, right? Businesses closing, people just throwing in the towel. And then the flip side of that is all of these businesses that seem to be doing incredible. What are they doing? Well, that's what we want to get to the root of on this month on the Stress Less Show. Now, I want to introduce you to the woman who kicks your ass with a lot of love from her heart, holistic business coach, Julia Casivo Carter of Toronto, Canada. Welcome to the show, Julia.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Absolutely. So for those of us who don't know you, we're curious. I know a little bit about your story, but how did you end up in this line of work?
I ended up in this line of work because like many people who go into coaching, or even work that you do, I was in a comfortable career making good money and looking around feeling extremely miserable with myself. I was deeply unhappy. What I realized was that I had a deep desire to contribute to the world in a more meaningful way, a better way to use my expertise, my gifts, talents. So, you know, having struggled and succeeded overcoming some huge mental blocks that always kept me stuck, I knew I'd contribute in an impacting way, helping women entrepreneurs let go or make peace with parts of themselves, even as they build businesses or legacies. So that's what got me into this line of work, because I've always believed the business is personal, that what the matters of the heart and the head, they can't be ignored if women are to create successful businesses. That was my experience having worked for Canada Revenue Agency for 7 years.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And I think that it's oftentimes we end up doing the work that we need so much for ourselves. So that makes total sense. I know, at least for me, I started the Stress Less company because I needed to be less stressed. So that makes total sense. So for someone who's in that situation, Julia, that's like, you know what, I'm struggling. I want to build a business. I want it to be successful. Or maybe I'm in business and I'm just, something's missing. What do you recommend? Like what's your one piece of advice that you might give that person?
Absolutely. So the interesting thing is with the work that I do, I believe that fun-loving, peaceful, joyful personal lives and successful businesses, especially in COVID, is exactly where people need to be, because they end up giving to the world so much more than if they're not. Well, I mean, if you're in the situation where you're overwhelmed and whatnot, well, what do you do? Well, what my recommendation is, and this is what I do with my clients and anyone that I work with, once a year it starts off, is that every year you pick three goals. And one of the goals is going to be business. The second is going to be personal. And the third one is called the other goal. And this would be like a project. Like if you want to find love, release weight, if you want to plan a wedding, get married, you know, that would be your third goal. And so for the rest of the year, what you do is you plan your months, your weeks, your days based on those three goals. All your yeses, all your nos are based on those goals. And this gets rid of the overwhelm. It helps you stay focused. It helps you also get up and move, especially at a time like this when you just don't have it in you sometimes.
So for me, I'm going in my head. I'm like, okay, what would my three goals be? So I'd have my clear, you know, revenue business goal. And then I would have my personal and my other. Now I'm curious, Julia, how do you help clients differentiate between personal and other? Like how do those really separate? Cause I could see, you know, for instance, a wedding feeling very personal to somebody. So how do you help separate those two out?
Yes. So what I usually say is the other is that thing that you've always wanted to work on. And so for a lot of people, including myself, and that's really why, you know, I created it, was that something like completing a book has always been something that's been a goal, but they don't want to make it the goal because they also need to lose weight. So, you know, losing weight might be the personal goal, and then completing the book would be the third, the other, or learning how to kayak, you know, to I don't know, climb a mountain. Like those are the things in which they're not necessarily related to, say, a fitness goal. It's just this one thing that you really have always wanted to do
Oh
or
my
wanted
goodness.
to embark on.
Yeah, it's so funny. You're making me think of so my other goal would totally be I literally was just talking to my staff about this. I watched about an hour and a half of like YouTube videos last night on how to, at least at the time we're recording this, on how to build an off-grid cabin. And I was losing my mind. I was like, oh my God, I gotta do that. Like, this is so cool. My partner was sitting next to me on the couch, and like every 3 minutes watching these videos, I was like, did you see that? Oh my God, did you see that? That's so easy. He just pulled a board to the, whatever. And okay, so it is that like thing that you've always wanted to do, like that almost like a bringing a dream to reality. Is that, am I understanding
Yeah.
correctly?
Absolutely. And the idea here is we have your main drives, the things that you're focused on. However, we also have these small dreams that we need to pull in because those are also still parts of us. And when we don't acknowledge them, then what are we telling ourselves? Can we really achieve our goals if some of them we've made them out of reach or not a priority? How else do we keep our joy? How else do we keep that fire burning beyond, oh, go get it, go make that money, or, go find that love?
Yeah. So once we have those three goals, what's next?
Well, this is now when I move into the mindset work because what I've found is that we have so many things that keep us from even imagining that this truly can happen for us. And the reason I have success with my clients is because we take a good 6 weeks or so, however long it takes, but it's an average of 6 weeks to focus on the mindset and get rid of the blockages. My women want to make money, they want time, and they want to just see themselves succeed on a very deep level in the things that they're hungry for, which in their world is really good stuff. So a lot of the mindset work, so that as we form the strategies and the everyday plan, it's an easier road for them. It's the where it's hard is just the actual work.
Yeah, it's so funny. So I would say it's almost like, so one belief that I realized in starting my business is I had this belief that when I first got started that in order to make more money, I had to work harder. And so that belief became like, working 60 hours a week, 70 hours a week, just working myself to the bone. And what happened is I ended up making less money. And so I'm sure this is the exact work. Like I could have used you like 5 years ago, 6 years ago. And is that the exact kind of work that you're uncovering those beliefs, the places in which we're creating unnecessary resistance for ourselves?
Yes, and creating unnecessary is the word where you're actually choosing to stress.
Yep. 100%. 100%. By investing in beliefs that don't serve us, for sure. For sure. Okay, so in summary, we're going to start by picking three goals. We're going to do a business goal, a personal goal, and an other goal. That other one is like that dream, bringing that dream to a reality. And then from there, we're really going to start paying attention to, the mindset. What's holding us back? How are we creating more resistance, unnecessary resistance for ourselves? So that, that's a really, thank you
You know
so
what it
much,
is?
Julia.
It's what they're. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, of course. And I have to acknowledge we have a bit of an internet delay, guys, for those of you who are listening. So we are, Julia and I are navigating that with so much grace right now, for sure. But again, we want to know what we want to know what, for the listeners, what's one thing, Julia, that you're curious? Like what kind of are you do you want to hear from them? Do you want to hear like what's one of their goals? Like we always love to ask our audience some question at the end to get them engaged, to get them started. So is there anything that you're curious that you want to hear from our listeners?
Well, yes. What does a stress-free, calm life, what does it give you? One of the things that makes me wonder is that there seems to be this tension that needs to be there that makes you hungry for something but not starving, like a fine line between things. So what's people's version of stress-free and calm, and what does that give them? What experience
Yeah.
does that give them in the
What does
world?
that mean for you? Yeah, I love that question. And I just put you on the spot, but I think that's a really wonderful question. And I might add to it. Like, what does a stress-free business look like for you?
Yes. Yes. What is that
look like to you? Yeah. Cause I think that we always separate the two, right? Like a lot of folks are like, I just need a vacation. No. Right. We want to build a life that is totally, totally, we don't need a vacation from.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you're if you're feeling overworked and exhausted, I've got some good news. So the Stressless Company works with high achieving executives, business owners, and managers, just like you, our listeners, to find that sense of peace and freedom that they desire. And as a result of our work together, not only do they learn how to deepen their spiritual connection, they also learn those tactical tools, those tools like we were talking about today with Julia, so that they can experience more free time, right? More efficiency and even more prosperity. Sounds pretty great, right? Well, you can apply for a complimentary stress assessment today to start the conversation about working together. Simply visit stresslessco.com/apply for more information and, of course, to apply. Now, this concludes this episode of the Stressless Show, and I want to give one last big, big shout out to Julia. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for the work that you're doing. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, if we want to find you, where can we find you on the interwebs?
Well, if really getting out of that overwhelmed stage and planning these wonderful goals is the goal, it's a bit.ly/successful-smart-planning.
Beautiful. And we'll make sure that that is in the show notes for everyone. So don't worry about, you know, getting it wrong. We'll have it right in the show notes for you. Now, if you've enjoyed this week's episode, let us know by giving us a big old thumbs up and hitting that follow or subscribe button. Thanks for listening. Share if it resonated, and we will see you next week. Bye.